Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Oh, and the number that I read, the stats, you know, I said I have, you know, on my last episode, you know, my number of listeners. I was listening to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, and, you know, the host, Kyle, was saying, well, I don't know where he's getting that from. You know, it's, they're, you know, just the raw numbers. I mean, what can I say? You know, it's, I mean, you can't argue with the raw data.
Kevin, come on, man. That's not what I meant.
I think you missed the point, big guy.
He responded like what I was saying was,
I don't know
where the fuck he got that from.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. When I said I didn't know where you got your numbers from, I meant literally what I said. I didn't know what numbers you were looking at. Like, were you looking at, like, do you have a feed burner feed and you're looking at subscribers? Because that's not accurate, for one, because it's kind of like a weird average. Were you looking at, like, iTunes subscribers? Are you on iTunes? I don't know if you can even look at those stats because they won't fucking let us in. Were you looking at unique hits to your website? Were you looking at downloads? I don't know what you were looking at, because as far as I know, when you have a podcast, there's no real way to gauge accurately how many listeners you have. You can get a general idea based on all these different stats, but I don't know how to actually tell this is how many listeners we have.
Yeah, like in our case, we get a stat amount, but we don't know how much of that is unique visitors. Supposedly, it'll separate like search engine hits.
Oh, yeah, like web crawlers and things.
But yeah, we ultimately, no one has any idea, or as far as we know, there's no way that you can gauge how many listeners you have.
Yeah, there might be something I don't know about, which is partly why I was saying I don't know where those numbers
are.
But
we don't know.
I wasn't trying to call you a liar or think you were like fudging the numbers.
Yeah, it's all good in the hood, man. But like Kyle said, you kind of came off as mad, and I'm not mad.
Just he seemed like he thought I was accusing him of something, which I wasn't.
And that's not how it went down. So I hope we're all cool, Kevin. So
please don't bring your pod wrath down on us.
You are still number one.
So last week we were talking about rape.
Yeah.
And I expected to get a lot more like, what the fuck are you talking about? Rape is horrible, blah, blah, blah.
Didn't happen.
Nope, which is good.
Everybody's on the same page, all right.
everybody agrees with me. Rape is not a big deal. Which, of course, is not what I was saying.
That can be true, but yeah.
We did get one comment from Jeff, which was really, really long. But basically what it was about was, you know, why we think rape is such a big deal. And it has to do with, you know, in the past, women were kind of subjugated and didn't really have much of a voice, and in order to make rape into an actual crime, you know, like in order to acknowledge rape as being a big deal, we sort of had to make it a huge fucking deal.
Yeah,
that seemed to be the gist of what I was getting.
Society
from
had to make it a big fucking deal in order for women to be heard,
and I can see that. And I it's not that I think like it came out of nowhere and it makes no sense whatsoever. It's just that I think ultimately it does more harm than good to make it out to be this fucking, like, almost magical, like, rape of your soul rather than just a violent crime.
Rape of the soul. Yeah.
Well, that's what they kind of make it out to be. It will forever change your life, which I think if we didn't treat it that way, people would be more able to get over it and move on with their lives, and I think that would be healthier. Not that I think, you know, it's not bad, but I don't want to dwell on that again because we talked about that for a while.
That's true. And I think it helps that in these days we can realize that, whereas back in the day, like his example brought a great understanding of why we think this way, and today why we think it's overblown. It obviously had its reasons.
Yeah, I'd recommend actually reading his comment and maybe checking out the links to the Wikipedia entries about hysteria. The woman's uterus drying up and causing him to go crazy
due to lack of sex.
Yep.
Sounds like you're crazy.
So actually, if that were true, then rape would almost be like a public service.
Yeah. That's what it made it out to be. Yeah, like the Greeks were nuts. Only men would come up with this kind of shit.
But yeah, to get a better idea of what he was talking about, I'd read his actual post. It's too long to really read on the show, but
yeah.
We didn't really get a whole lot in the way of comments last week. Dave says that police officers, when they arrest you, they do have to tell you what you're being arrested for, which I kind of thought was the case, but I didn't know if maybe just saying there's a warrant out for your arrest was enough. I don't.
That's kind of iffy because
I don't really know what the law is, but if it is, and it should be, that you have to know why you're being arrested, then, you know, I don't know.
Because even if they told you, you could still say they never told me, unless it was on like the police cam. It's like a word of mouth.
Well, you could do the same thing with like them reading you your rights. They're supposed to read you your Miranda rights. You could just say they didn't do it. And then they'll say, yes, we did. You know, you could do that with just about anything.
Yeah. But that's what I thought. That's how I thought it went down.
We've been getting a lot of spam comments lately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like Aileen pointed out, where are all the comments going? There were like 9, but they've been deleted. Why?
Aileen, were you reading those comments? Did you see what they were? Because those were spam comments.
They were spam, obviously.
I deleted, I think, 3 comments. 2 of them were spam, and if you read them, it was obvious. They didn't make any fucking sense. And the third one was Austin, but the reason I deleted it was because it was Austin talking about the spam posts. So if I just deleted the spam posts and then left Austin going, what the fuck was up with that?
That looked kind of weird.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So I deleted Austin's post too, but there wasn't any other content to it. So I didn't feel like I was being, you know, like a common Nazi or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been getting a lot of spam. We've been getting spam since the beginning, but usually it shows up on the older episodes. I'm not sure why.
Like the first episode.
Yeah, the first episode gets it all the fucking time, and it's almost always in Russian.
Yeah.
But lately, we've started getting them on the more recent episodes. Yeah, so I try to get in there when I can to get rid of them.
So that's what's up. But as far as we had a contest last week.
Yeah, I decided we weren't getting enough voicemails. And I decided that, you know, as an incentive, I would give the first person other than Austin, because Austin always calls in, I would give the first person to call in other than Austin a t-shirt. And I would also give Austin a t-shirt, because like I said, he calls in all the time.
That was the ultimatum.
Yep. He's not eligible for the contest, so it's not really fair.
He had to also leave a voicemail for the other person.
He didn't call in this last week, by the way, which is funny. But the first person, the person who won the contest actually was Aileen.
Aileen, congratulations.
And if you want to hear what Aileen sounds like, he sounds like this.
Holy shit.
Yo, Kyle, yo, Ryan, this is Aileen from England. You owe me a t-shirt, motherfuckers. Because, first one to ring or something. So, I want a t-shirt, bye.
All right. First of all, when I said first person to call in gets a t-shirt, I should have been more specific and been like, but you can't just call and say, give me a t-shirt, bye.
Yeah.
Since I didn't say that, he still wins. But
yeah, you should have said, you know, leave a comment regarding, you know, talk about the episode, something.
Something.
Something about the episode.
But is it just me or does, and this is going to sound like an ignorant American to Aileen, probably, but does he sound like a member of the Beatles to you?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just because he sounds English, because, like, I can tell the difference. I don't necessarily know where they come from.
Yeah, we know what English people sound like.
But I can tell the difference between different English accents, and that one in particular sounds a lot like the Beatles to me.
Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords. Those guys are from New Zealand.
I know, but it still kind of sounded the same when I heard it.
Okay.
But I'm sorry. We love you, Aileen. Aileen.
Aileen.
Aileen. Yug.
We did get a few other voicemails.
The losers, yes.
The losers. We got one from a gentleman named Brandon.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brandon. I just listened to your show. Thought it was really funny. I never usually call because, I don't know, I don't really have anything to say, but talk to you guys, say what's up, and enjoy the show. I'll send you an email just in case I'm the first person. Alright, talk to you guys later. And I don't know if you guys know, but I haven't got my stickers yet. Was I the guy that you guys haven't sent them to? It's been like a month, so just let me know. Thanks. I'll send you guys an email. See ya. Good show.
Yeah, he sent us an email like he said he was going to, and I kind of cross-referenced it with the people we'd sent stickers to before.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And we actually had sent him his stickers, so I don't know why.
Yeah, the one we didn't get to, we ended up sending stickers to, but that was different than you, Brandon.
Yeah.
So I think we did send you stickers. I think they got lost in the mail.
They must have.
We got to resend them.
We'll send you some more.
God damn.
Hopefully they'll get to you this
postal
time.
Service. Fuck. But thanks for listening to the show and leaving a voicemail. You got balls.
Just for the record, in case anybody else didn't get their stickers, the one person that we hadn't sent stickers to yet lived in Colorado, I believe.
Yeah.
So if that's not you and you haven't gotten your sticker, send us an email because they must have got lost in the mail or something.
Yeah.
So we'll send you some more.
God damn. I hope not. But please let us know. We'll get you your stickers ASAP.
We also got a voicemail from Kathleen.
Hey, Kyle and Orion. It's Kathleen. What I really want is a t-shirt, but I'm also kind of wondering, since I know you're both such big sports fans, how you feel about the Stanley Cup playoffs. Maybe, you know, with the controversies and all, you can pick out something good to make fun of there. Anyway, that's all. Okay, bye!
Yeah, I am. I love cups. I really like cups.
Oh, man.
They're really useful. You can measure things with them. You can drink things out of them.
Kathleen, you have no idea what you've done.
And I like the name Stanley, too. So if you have a cup named Stanley, then I'm all over it.
Kyle is not a sports fan. I like the Red Wings. I like hockey, and I like a few other sports, but Kyle does not, so...
Hockey's the one with, like, the little black and white ball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where they wear the shorts.
No. They have a puck, Kyle.
Puck.
The shorts, yeah. But yeah, that's not going to happen. We're not going to talk about sports.
I don't really want to talk about sports, but what's so controversial about the Stanley Cup?
I have no idea. Yeah, I was listening to that. I have no idea what's so controversial. Mm-hmm. No idea.
You know,
so call in again. Let us know.
I don't know if this is the way it works in all sports, but I was talking to a friend at work the other day. He was asking me about the Stanley Cup. I was like, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. But I said something about how they should drink something out of it or take a dump in it or something stupid.
Yeah.
And then I said, but he said they probably will. And I was like, well, they can't do that. It's not even actually their cup. They have to give it back and then somebody else gets it. And I was thinking about it. And, you know, like if you're a movie star or a movie director or something and you get an award, they give you a trophy. They give you like an Oscar or whatever.
Yeah.
And you get to keep it and put it up on your mantle. But if you win at hockey, they give you a giant cup that you get to hang on to for a little while and then you have to give it back.
All right. Well, they put, you know, the stats, like what year you won on a little plaque, you
yeah,
know, that's on the cup.
According to my friend at work, you know, because they run out of space, the plaque is removable and then they like,
yeah.
They have like a bunch of plaques just lying around. So your name isn't even on the cup anymore.
Yeah.
After a while, it just seems kind of lame to me. Like,
yeah, it's a symbolism.
What a shitty ass trophy.
All symbolism, like triumph. Yeah. But I like hockey. I like some sports. So, but we're not going to talk about sports.
We just did.
Sure.
Fuck,
Kathleen.
And that was actually all of our voicemails this week.
I expected to get a little bit more.
I guess people didn't really want a t-shirt.
People aren't drinking enough.
Maybe.
Something's going on. What's everybody busy? Everybody loving their jobs? Get your drink on. Get a little bit of beer in you. Ole, 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 ole.
That's a hockey song, right?
No.
Oh.
That's a soccer song.
Oh.
But.
Oh, Austin, we need you to send us an email with your shirt size so I can order the shirts, send them out.
Extra small.
Yeah, it might be a little while too.
No.
Because I gotta order the shirts and then probably get them shipped to us and then ship them back out. Plus, like Aileen lives overseas, so.
Oh fuck yeah!
But they will be coming.
They will be coming. Just be patient, please. No hate mail.
Now, listening to Aileen's voicemail and talking about his Beatles accent.
Yeah.
I started thinking about accents. I'm really fascinated with accents just in general.
They're very interesting, yeah.
I like trying to learn to fake them. I'm not that good at it, but like it's the idea that so many different people can pronounce so many different words, so many different ways, and yet we all understand them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just really strange to me. Like we're not saying the same thing, but we are at the same time. It's really interesting to me. And I've always thought of myself as having what people might refer to as a neutral American accent, which is kind of a misnomer to begin with because everybody has an accent, period.
Whether you believe it or not, yeah.
But, you know, like at least Americans, a lot of us tend to think of this one accent as being like the default and then other people have accents. Like you can have a New York accent or a Southern accent or like a Wisconsin accent. But like
then the normal.
There's this one that's like the normal
one. Default, yeah. That's not true though.
Of course it isn't, but I've always, if there was one, it'd be what I think the way I talk would be that one, but I don't know for sure because I've heard other people say like, you know, they've traveled to other places from Michigan and people have told them, oh, you have a Michigan accent. It's real obvious.
Yeah.
And so I was curious about it and I found this quiz online that tells you what North American accent you have. And so I thought we could both take it and see if we get the same results or see what we get.
Let's see what happens. Yeah, this will be fun.
So,
all right.
The first couple of questions are just background. It's like, what's your age? What's your gender?
All right.
Then you get into the meat of the quiz. All right. Are you ready for this?
All right. Let's do it.
We're going to start with two ordinary words, C-O-T and C-A-U-G-H-T. Do you think those words sound the same or different? And your options are same, different, or same. No, wait, I mean different. Well, I don't know. So basically, same, okay. Different, or I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
Do you pronounce C-O-T and C-A-U-G-H-T the same or different?
Caught and caught? Obviously not.
It's not so different. Super different for me, but yeah, it's caught and caught.
Caught and caught.
It's not the same. So different. What about Don and Dawn, which obviously Don I pronounce differently, but that's D-O-N and D-A-W-N.
Mm.
For me, it's Don and Dawn.
Yeah, so it's different. That's pretty, yeah.
Okay, what about the next one?
Stock and stalk. Different. Stock and stalk.
Well, you got it. It's S-T-O-C-K and S-T-A-L-K.
Yeah. I'm sorry, forgive
me. Well, they can't read it. Yeah. Okay, how about C-O-L-L-A-R and C-A-L-L-E-R? Collar and collar. Collar and collar? No, I say them different.
It's different.
But they're, collar. The third option here is almost but not quite the same. Collar and collar. It's close. Collar and collar. They're not the
collar
same.
Collar and collar. Collar and collar. But shit, that's close like the other one. So what do you do? Almost.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm going with that.
Do you think the word on, O-N, rhymes with Dawn, D-A-W-N, or with Don, D-O-N? For me, it's definitely Don.
Don, yeah. We agree.
Moving on, what do you think about M-A-R-Y, M-E-R-R-Y, and M-A-R-R-Y?
So Mary, Mary, and Mary.
Mary, shit. Mary, and Mary.
Mary, Mary, and Mary. Yeah.
There's all three sound different. M-A-R-Y and M-E-R-R-Y sound the same, but M-A-R-R-Y is different from them, or all three sound the same.
They sound the same the way I say it, so.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a difference.
Mary, it's
the one with the E, I kind of pronounce a little bit like.
Like Mary.
Like Mary.
Mary.
But not quite. I'm exaggerating it just to show the difference.
Okay, yeah.
But it's pretty much Mary, Mary, and Mary. Yeah. So all right, they all sound the same.
All right.
How about H-O-R-R-I-B-L-E, horrible? How does the first vowel sound? It's just like in the word whore.
Whore. Horrible.
It's the same O as in hot or neither
what?
One. So is it
horrible?
Is it horrible or horrible?
Horrible? It's horrible, like
horrible,
a whore.
Like whore. Now for pen and pin, P-E-N and P-I-N. Don't worry about what others say is correct. Just tell us how they come out in an ordinary conversation.
Pen and pin, different, obviously.
Yeah, I have heard people who say them the same.
Really?
What about F-E-E-L and F-I-L-L?
Feel and fill?
Yeah, definitely different for me. I've heard people who pronounce those the same, too. Like, I'm filling it. When they mean they're feeling it.
It's getting hot in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you say about, A-B-O-U-T, does the O-U sound like the O-U in loud? About, loud? It does for me.
Oh, yeah. I know where that's going. Yeah, about.
About, yeah. Canadians.
About.
Last question. When you say bag, B-A-G, does it rhyme with vague, V-A-G-U-E, which obviously for me it does not.
No. Vague.
So we answered everything the same, didn't we?
Pretty much. I believe so, yeah.
I guess that makes sense since we're from the same area.
Yeah.
The inland north is our result.
Inland north.
You may think you speak standard English straight out of the dictionary, but when you step away from the Great Lakes, you get asked annoying questions like, are you from Wisconsin or are you from Chicago? Chances are you call carbonated drinks pop.
Yeah, we do call drinks pop. Soda.
I'm wondering.
Is pop.
What it is that we pronounce that makes us sound like that, though.
To make it sound like we're from Wisconsin?
I definitely don't think we sound like
we're
from Wisconsin.
If it's a slight thing? God, yeah, because they're pretty obvious. Like, don't you know?
Yeah.
And they're more like Canadian and what we call Upper, the Upper Peninsula. They sound very Canadian.
I'd be curious to see if, like, maybe if anybody could leave in the comments or whatever, if there's anything we pronounce funny.
I can't imagine.
Like, is there anything we say that you think sounds weird?
Aileen, what do you think?
Yeah, Aileen.
Come on.
Do you have trouble understanding
anyone
our thick American accents?
Anyone outside the U.S. maybe? Or from the South? I don't know.
I might post a link to this test, too, so people can get their own results.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Especially for Aileen.
Yeah, I'd love to see Aileen take this, because it's about North American accents, so I'd be curious to see the results.
disagrees with everything.
You know, I took this test or one very similar to it once before. And the result I got the last time actually was, I think they called it the Midland.
Yeah.
Which was like the accentless American English.
Like the default.
And I think the difference is that I said more of them were almost the same, but not quite.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of subjective. Like, I think they are, like, caught and caught. I can hear the difference, but it's pretty slight. It's just a little tweaking of the vowel sound.
Yeah, it's not different. It's not the same, but it is similar. So,
and
you just got to go with...
I really don't feel like I have a regional accent. Sometimes when I get drunk, I start to sound ever so slightly Southern, or maybe even ever so slightly like I'm from New York or something.
If you talk to someone, he thinks full of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's just because I think it's like, for one thing, I'm getting kind of lazy and, just kind of slurring my speech together. But on top of that, I start to think it's kind of funny to do voices. But
that was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't know if I like that I sound like someone
like from Wisconsin,
because fuck those people.
Oh, and the pop thing, I used to say pop. That's very much a Midwestern thing.
Yeah, pop.
When we say pop, we mean soda.
Yeah.
We mean carbonated
beverages.
I've
been saying pop so fucking long. I enjoy something new, so I'm starting to say soda just because I'm sick of saying pop.
Well, I started to say soda just because I felt like saying pop made it too obvious where I was from.
Yeah, like you're affiliating yourself.
Like I felt like
someplace.
A hillbilly.
Yeah.
Like I'm just some little hick town guy, small town guy who just loves his pop.
Go down south, I'll take a pop.
Yeah. Well, actually down south, they or at least in Texas where some of my relatives live, they call everything Coke. You want a Mountain Dew? They'll call it a Coke. Hey, you want a Coke?
Then sure. How the fuck do you order?
Sure, I want a Coke. Well, what kind of Coke do you
want? What kind of Coke?
I don't know. What do you mean? Like cherry, diet, regular? No, like we got Mountain Dew and Pepsi.
You mean a Coke Pepsi?
Yeah, well, that's what
retarded.
They just call it all Coke. I don't know why. I guess it's kind of like calling everything Kleenex. All tissues are Kleenex.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like all Band-Aids are Band-Aids, even
right.
though it's the Band-Aid brand.
Yeah, all the little bandages,
okay, that makes
all
sense.
Band-Aids.
They just can't help it. It's just, it's embedded in their culture, their speech.
Well,
all right, well.
Orion and I... Yesterday, we're looking at YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
Just browsing around, looking at different YouTube videos. And YouTube has kind of, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff on YouTube, but it's kind of become a safe haven for just fucking retards.
That's the fucking truth.
Every retard has a camera now. And they get on and they post their video blogs. And the internet is a funny thing because it's created and it's also nurtured all these different subcultures.
Yeah.
I have a theory. I think part of the reason that happens is that, like, if there was no internet, you have to go out of your way to talk to people, find out if you have similar interests, and then you'll be more likely to hang out with people who have similar interests, but you're not going to find somebody who is, like, just like you. But on the internet, you'll have websites dedicated to certain topics.
Yeah. So
you'll have, like, a website with a forum, and it's all about Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, just shit you like.
And in day-to-day life, Super Mario Brothers 3 wouldn't be that big of a fucking deal to you. But you get on this website that's all about Super Mario Brothers 3 and everybody there is talking about it. And all of a sudden it becomes a big fucking deal because that's what this whole world is about.
Yeah.
And it's like that with anything else. Anything that there's a website for that's a special interest like that. And it suddenly becomes a huge fucking deal. And I wonder if that's partly why things like Juggalos
exist. Fucking Juggalos.
Now, if you don't know what a Juggalo is... basically, they're just fans of the, do you call it a band? I don't know.
The group.
The rap group.
ICP.
The Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, from Detroit. Now, personally, me and Kyle have nothing against ICP.
Juggalos.
But the fans.
Yeah, and ICP is, I'm not into it or anything, but it's just music, whatever.
It's just music, yeah.
But the fans, for one thing, they came up with a name for themselves.
Yep.
But on top of that, it's not just like a silly thing. They paint themselves up in clown makeup and they consider themselves a family. Like these other people who also like the music that I like are my family.
Yes.
And they say things like MCL, which stands for Much Clown Love.
Yep.
And they're a female juggalo is known as a juggalette.
Juggalette.
God damn. I think this is a primarily American phenomenon.
I was looking this shit up. I didn't see any of this. Going outside the U.S.
I saw a couple of Canadian juggalos.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I didn't
okay.
see any, like, European juggalos or African juggalos, Australian juggalos, nothing like that.
Yeah, what is a juggalo?
It's, well...
In from what I've gathered, it's someone who just kind of thinks for themselves and does what they want to do and disregards what people think and what people tell them to do.
That's what they say it is.
But that's what they say it is.
What it really is,
yeah,
is some. It tends to be somebody who, at least outwardly, doesn't appear to be particularly intelligent.
Yeah,
and they like to paint themselves up like clowns, and they really enjoy drinking Faygo, which is a local soda brand.
Yep, from Detroit, Michigan.
It's dirt cheap.
Yep,
and they like rap music.
Yeah, they like the music. They think there's a great meaning behind it, which is cool, but they take it that step further. And even ICP has said, like, we don't really affiliate or have anything to do with this whole Juggalo phenomenon. It was mentioned on their first CD, I believe, some kind of like Juggala, you know? And then the fans decided, like, let's be Juggalos, you know? We're this group, this subculture, this family. And they really didn't have anything to do with that. They'll, you know, sport it because it's their fans, but they don't take any credit for it, so.
If you want an idea of the typical Juggalo, we found a video online called How to Kick a Juggalo's Ass or something like that. And it was just classic internet trolling. It was a horrible video. It's just this guy standing in front of the camera and he's like, man, if a Juggalo ever came up to me, I'd be like, boom, pow, I'd hit him in the face and I'd push him back. And he's,
I'd push him back, but I'd be careful not to touch his face because it's covered in paint.
Yeah,
and then I'd be like, boom, pow, and then push him back and then, yeah.
But
so fucking stupid.
Some of the video responses to that video were, well, we'll play one of them.
All right.
Come kick my ass, bitch. I bet you it won't be that easy. Because I ain't never going to push your ass back. I'll either beat your ass with my bare hands, beat your ass with my bat, or shoot your ass.
Okay. All right. I'll either beat your ass with my hands, my bat, or I'll shoot
by
you.
By bat. Yeah. This is, it's looking good for her.
Much clown love.
You got the option. Pick one of the three. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't know what a Juggalo is. You're just some bitch that wants to run his fucking mouth. All you are is a goddamn hater, and you need to get rid of the fucking haterade, because I'm tired of listening to this shit. What's a Juggalo, Hell, what do you have against a Juggalo? What's wrong with the Juggalo? What are you going to do to a Juggalo? How'd you beat a Juggalo's ass? What kind of Juggalo? A Juggaho. Because ain't no Juggalo just going to try to push you back.
Good point. This is, just to give you a little idea of what the video is, it's a large, Rubenesque, white young lady.
Rubenesque.
With
it's a big,
blonde
fat
hair.
White chick.
I don't know what kind of accent is that. It's like...
This sounds southern ghetto to me.
It sounds kind of like a put-on southern accent combined with
that,
like...
That too, yeah, you brought that up. Like she's faking a southern accent, but also has the ghetto accent.
And yeah,
I don't know.
I don't really know...
It's very
what
unique,
that is.
Yeah.
But she's a very nice young lady.
They're going to beat your ass with their fucking hands. Oh, my God. Or if nothing else, I can get a friend of mine's brass knuckles and beat your fucking ass. Come fight me, bitch. I bet you it won't be as easy as holding my arms out like this or punching me like this or pushing me back. You see any face paint? You ain't going to get none on your damn hands, so you ain't got to worry about that. So come fucking fight me, bitch.
That is a good point. She's not wearing any face paint in the video.
She's going to borrow some brass knuckles from her friend and beat your fucking ass.
Right. So good.
God damn it. Oh, this shit pisses me off.
They're a family, and you can't insult the family.
She's speaking for all Juggalos. Like, you can't take any of us on. We are hard, nigga.
Well, that's part of the whole thing.
We'll get into that later, but yeah, continue.
Fight me. I dare you. I'll even give you my address. Email me and I'll give you my home fucking address, where I'm gonna be, give you my cell phone number. And any time you make it up to Indiana, I'll tell you exactly where I am and you can come and I'll beat your fucking ass. And watch, I bet you $100 you'll say you don't want to fight me because I'm a chick. Well, bitch.
That's an Indiana accent? Indiana's like, what, two states away?
Oh, one state away.
Yeah.
So.
That's an Indiana accent?
There's no way. She had to have been born in another state. That's obviously a southern accent. With a
I don't know.
Ghetto.
Have you ever noticed how, like, there'll be... Maybe they're from somewhere else, but there'll be people here who, as far as I know, have lived here their whole lives, but they just happen to live in a trailer park, and somehow that made them have a southern accent?
That's true, yeah.
It's like they just can't help it. I don't know if it's the people they hang out with, or if like there's some kind of chemical in the trailer park that makes them have a southern accent. I don't know.
That's a good point.
Don't consider me a chick. Just give me about 5 months. 5-6 months, because I'm 4 months pregnant, so I can't fight your ass now, but give me 5-6 months and I'll be ready to whoop your fucking ass.
you believe this shit? Fucking classic.
give me 4 months, cause I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Fucking, you believe this shit?
Oh, I would beat your ass right now, but I baby on board, bitch.
Yeah, so just wait a little bit.
I'll give you my cell phone number, and we'll make an appointment for 5 months from now. I'll beat your fucking ass.
Oh, man.
Let me just put the baby down for a nap.
I ain't gonna fight you while I'm pregnant, but I will whoop your ass once I ain't, bitch. Oh, you a fucking stupid-ass motherfucker, too. You think you know what you're talking about. You think you know who you're talking about. She don't know shit about nobody. What's a juggalo, What's the meaning behind all of ICP's lyrics? There is a meaning behind the lyrics. It isn't just the lyrics that make the song. It's the meaning behind the lyrics. And if you actually sit down and listen to it, they're really good. And they have a lot of meanings and morals.
Okay, I gotta stop her there.
Okay.
ICP's lyrics are really good. That's arguable. It's, you know, you could say they're really good. But they have a lot of meanings and morals. Now,
and you can argue meanings. Everyone will take from it what they will, but
sure,
morals.
But morals.
Come on.
I took the liberty of looking up the lyrics to a song. It's called Mr. Happy. I figured if any song would have a positive message, it would be called Mr. Happy.
Mr. Happy, all right.
Now, Mr. Happy starts out, "I'm kind of fat and I sweat a lot, but that's the only bad quirky dinks I got." I don't know what quirky dinks means, but that and maybe the whole murdering aspect. So that's the third line of the song. So in
Let's
the third
get right
line,
to it.
He's talking about being a murderer. So yeah. It's very full of morals. But we really ain't even got to that yet. I love people. I love everything about them. And that's why I gotta live life without them. All right. I know it don't make any sense to you, but fuck you. Mm-hmm. This song's about me exclusively. And then the next line's very moral, morally sound. Murder, murderous, murderation.
Yeah.
The murdering mentality without an explanation. I'm Mr. Happy, and I ride a bike. I ain't got a seat. I just sit on the pipe thing. I whistle, I sing, I'll pet your noodle. I'll twist and squeeze your neck like a wet noodle. Oh, I read poodle as noodle. I'll pet your poodle. I'll twist and squeeze your neck like a wet noodle. Because I'm so happy, I'll stab your ass and lay down next to you dead on the grass and sing. Oh, it feels so good. Every time I murder, I get happy. Happy, happy, happy. I'm happy, happy, happiest. I'm happy, happy, happiest. I'm happy, happy, happiest. I murder, murder, murder you. Must kill you. I'll murder, murder, murder you. I'll murder, murder, murder you. I'll murder, murder, murder you. And there's more to it than that, but that's probably enough.
That's the gist of it.
So that's ICP's moral message.
And no disrespect to ICP, but this bitch has no idea what she's talking about.
Granted, that's just one song, but I've heard a few others. It's not exactly atypical of ICP.
They have morals.
They have a lot of good morals.
What's a juggalo ever done to you to make you hate him, huh? I hate bloods because I had a blood hold a fucking gun up to my head.
That's funny. That's the same reason I hate black people.
Oh, man.
So I hate bloods. What's a juggalo ever done to make you hate them, huh? You ain't got no fucking reason. What, a juggalo beat your ass and now you're trying to give the pointers to other people of what the juggalo did to you? Beat your fucking ass? Because there ain't no way you beat a fucking juggalo's ass because you're too much of a bitch.
There is no way you beat somebody's ass who's a fan of the same music that I'm a fan of.
Isn't that bullshit?
There's no way you beat a Billy Idol fan's ass because White Wedding has a lot of good morals and you don't fucking just sit down and listen to Billy Idol sometime.
See, it's that shit and the fact that she pulled stuff out of her ass saying, I bet you gotten, you know, your ass kicked by a juggalo. You don't know that. And then she bases her argument, you know, the rest of that shit based on that accusation. And we see the shit in the forums, you know, of every website, so it's the same old shit.
I can't imagine blindly defending anyone who is a fan of the same shit that I'm a fan of. Like, for example, I am not a huge fan, but I liked Star Wars.
Yeah.
There is no way I'm going to jump to every Star Wars fan's defense. There's just no fucking way.
I love Star Wars, yeah, but I agree.
You're a bitch. Couldn't beat a fucking Juggalo's ass. You didn't beat a fucking Juggalo's ass. You got your ass beat by a Juggalo. That's what it is. You got your ass beat. Now you're pissed off. So you're telling other people to do exactly what the fucking Juggalo did to you. But I bet you he didn't stop there, did he? I bet you he pump kicked you in the fucking teeth.
What is a pump kick?
Punt kick?
Oh, is that what she said?
Punt like a punt kick? Yeah. Like
I thought she said pump kick.
To the teeth. A pump kick.
A pump kick you in your fucking teeth.
Is that slang for like pumpkin? Like,
oh, isn't punt kick kind of redundant?
Yeah,
is there
it
a
is.
Way to punt yeah. something without kicking it?
That's true. Yeah. Good point.
Know.
Good point.
That's nitpicky.
And then he did a carve stomp on your ass, bitch.
Now, I saw the video of the guy she's talking about. That video would have been 800% funnier if he had been curb stomped and survived it. He was yeah. fucking jaw in half, just yeah. dang.
This is how you beat a juggalo.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
I don't know if you know what curb stomping is, but it's if you walk away from that, you're not going to look as decent as this guy did.
You don't know shit about anything. You just think you know, so you want to hate on something you don't even know about. Fuck you. Go suck on a cock like you always do. Fuck. Go suck on your mama's titty again. Go suck your daddy's cock. Like you always be doing to be that much of a fucking hater, right? You gotta have some mama's milk in your mouth and daddy cum. Ain't that right, bitch?
Well, that would make me kind of upset.
Haterade!
I guess that would be a legitimate excuse to be kind of cranky. If you had your dad's semen in your mouth.
Yeah, if you want to diss somebody and really piss them off, you know, that's the way to go.
Go suck on your daddy's dick.
Oh, no, well, she didn't. Oh, she did.
Oh, she did.
But you know, not everything about being a juggalo is negative.
Oh, yeah?
There's a lot of those, you know, responses to haters out there. But there's one nice young man that we found that he's really, really into the whole juggalo thing. But he's just starting out.
Yeah, and he's going about it, you know, in a very, very well-mannered way.
Hey, so pretty much I was on YouTube one night. And I don't know how I came across it, but it was the first time I learned about juggalos and juggalettes, and it like touched me, like seriously, like inside I felt like I needed to become one, like that really quick. So I was watching these videos and they were amazing, like those, like all through my high school career I've been trying to find something that's unique and different, and this is amazing. Like I can't believe it. When you see these people with the face paint and stuff, like they don't care what people think. They just go out there and do it, and the clothes they wear, it's so awesome. Just like clowns and stuff, like taking clowns to the next level. It's pretty sweet, like really sweet. I'm really happy I came across it, and thank you all those people out there that make those Juggalo family videos, because I watch them like every night now because they just get me pumped up like for the day, like for the next day. And I just feel like an idiot now, like the way I wear like dress and stuff. Like I'm like, wow, come on, Isaac, trying to fit into the crowd and stuff.
Yeah, this guy, if you see this video, this guy looks normal. He's wearing like a, you know, like a dress.
It's
shirt.
Like a plaid shirt.
Yeah, just a plaid shirt. He looks normal.
If anything,
decent
he looks like
guy.
He's probably into like indie music or something.
Yeah, if anything. Just a normal looking guy, looks okay. Doesn't look like he's affiliated with anything, just a normal guy.
You don't need to fit in the crowd when you're a juggalo. I mean, it's sweet, it's just amazing. Now, the reason I made this video was because I really need help. Like, I am beginner, like very, like I'm a baby in this juggalo family and I really want to make my way up, and if you're a juggalo or you know about juggalos, I need your help. Just comment down there and, just comment kind of stuff, like, just, I don't know, some basics, not rules, because I know there's not, like, specific rules, well, maybe there is, I don't know, but, I really want to meet some of the juggalos, because I don't know any right now, but, I'm trying to find some, and, like, what kind of things do I need to carry around, like, I don't know, knives.
Fucking knives. Knives, are you fucking kidding me?
You probably need to carry around, like, knives might not be a bad idea. You probably need to carry around, like, bowling pins and maybe, like, some of those long balloons you make balloon animals out of. You're going to need a really small car.
Yep.
But it's got to have ICP stickers
and
all over
big
it.
Big shoes. Yeah.
I don't know. And the one thing I really hate is, like, under those videos that people make, there's, like, comments like, oh, thanks, like, Juggalo people are saying, like, oh, nice video and stuff. And then there's those freaking people that just say, hey, Juggalos are for faggots and stuff. That's lame. I can't believe people would write that. Like, that's stupid. And, right, just to let you know, this isn't a mocking video at all. Like, I'm gonna change my ways right now, like, after this video. I just was on YouTube, and it made me want to make this video right now. So, pretty much, you who's watching this right now need to write a comment saying what I need to do, because I'm a starter, and I want to be a Juggalo. Thanks. Peace.
He got a lot of comments on this video, and a lot of them seem to be pretty skeptical.
Yeah.
Like, man,
like, is this for
this
real?
Guy's full of shit. You for real? This guy's a pussy. You can't be a Juggalo.
Oh, man. See, that's just more bullshit.
But he made a second video, which makes it seem like he probably got some
he changed
supportive
his ways?
Responses. Yeah, all he right. changed his ways.
Yo, sup? My name's Isaac. I'm a Juggalo. This is a thank you video to all those people that watched my other video and wrote comments on how to become a Juggalo.
He's wearing like a black t-shirt now and this weird black hat with these flaps that go down over his ears, and he's got little black triangles drawn under his eyes.
Yeah, he doesn't have the full face paint. He's just got the little black triangles on under his eyes.
Well, he's just starting out.
Just starting out.
Thank you so much for that, and just want to let you know that my life is great now. I've just changed my ways and stuff, and I've had the new love for music. And it's just, ICP is amazing, so it's great, man. And I'm a one-man Juggalo family right now, but, you know, that's what's up. So, yeah, thank you so much, MCL.
It seems to be working out for him. He's changed his speech patterns, his clothing.
His speech patterns, yeah. You notice he sounds a little more ghetto.
That's what's up.
Yo, what up, what up? Yo, yo, I'm
homies.
A Juggalo. God damn. This is fucking sad to me, because this guy, he's not so much about the music. He likes the music, but he's so infatuated with this subculture, this Juggalo thing, that he's so desperate to change his ways, change the way he is, to become something that other people think is better.
Well, to be fair, I think it was a joke.
I don't know.
I think it was a joke. He has two videos, period, on his channel, and those are the two. And the first one...
If it's a joke, it's good.
Taking
really
clowns
good.
To the next level?
I don't know. These people are fucked up, man.
I guess.
We don't know.
Maybe I'm just assuming it's a joke because I think it's so ridiculous. I don't know.
It's so ridiculous. God damn. But it I can see that, because, yeah, he's wearing, like, the you know, the nice shirt in the beginning, and he's talking all proper, you know, and normal, and then he's all ghetto, and he's got the fucking rap music. I changed my ways. I'm a Juggalo. I'm a...
One-man Juggalo family.
God
That's
damn.
What's up.
That's what's up.
Well, this made me think. I got thinking, you know, like, ICP is really, really popular. It's kind of an underground thing, but they've got a lot of fans.
Oh, yeah.
And I think part of the reason is that they've got this tight-knit community.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe we need to come up with something similar to the Juggalos.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, you know, we can't be clowns, because that's just straight up ripping it off.
We need something else, something better.
I was thinking, like, maybe, like, cowboys. We could be the cowboy baby rapers.
Cowboy baby rapers, baby.
And we'd have to come up with, like, a name for the fans, like... Like rodeos and rodeettes or something. Like,
And we'll make our own YouTube channel, and
or maybe we could be like the Indian blackjack posse, and we'll like paint our faces up like Indians, and like wear feathered headdresses and shit, and we'll like carry around decks of cards and like throw them at people.
Poker chips.
Yeah, poker chips.
That's fucking great. Oh yeah. And then get on YouTube, like I said, create a channel and get into all their shit rebuttal videos.
Or we could
you
be
ain't
like
shit.
The infant hip hop brigade, you know, and we could wear diapers and carry giant rattles and wear bonnets.
Yeah.
But yeah, we could post like responses to YouTube videos and be like, man, Juggalos ain't down. Man, you got to be down with the cowboy baby rapers.
You ain't shit.
We'll be wearing like assless chaps and have like big fake mustaches painted on us with like a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have to have some rap music to go with it, just, you know, to bring the fans.
We'll
but
the
we've already
going.
Proven that we have mad rap skills.
Oh, that's true.
So that wouldn't be hard.
What do you guys think?
We could rap about like rustling up some grub and like like wrestling some doggies or whatever it is that they do.
Yeah.
We could wear spurs. Spurs are awesome. We could rap about like slitting people's throats with our spurs.
Yeah. Murder.
Oh, yeah. We have to talk about murder because that's the core of our moral values.
And we won't have the ghetto accent. We'll have the southern accent.
Well, it'll like have to be like some combination of the two. Like,
yeah.
Like
we gotta be hard.
The ghetto vernacular, and but like with the southern accent, or the other way around, like a ghetto accent, but talk about like roping cattle and things.
Yeah, that's genius.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think we should do it.
And we can link back to the website, and we'll get more fans that way, you know?
Hell yeah.
The cowboy baby rapers. What would be a good name for the cowboy baby raper fans? Like I said, rodeos and rodeettes, but rodeo is already a word. You know, like juggalos, it comes from juggling.
Yeah.
With juggalos. It's got to be something like that.
Yeah, we need something.
Like,
any ideas?
Something about like lassos or, you know, like,
something cowboy like, yeah. Can't think of it. Any ideas, shoot them our way.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's something that this whole thing just overall just pisses me off because this whole YouTube thing has turned into this, like Kyle was saying, this nurture for certain groups. And like people get a YouTube account and they you know, speak their opinion. They affiliate with something. And there's people that will disagree and they go back and forth, just like in the forums. And it's all bullshit. There's no, you know, real arguments there. No intelligent arguments there. And aside from that pissing me off, the whole thing where you belong to this one thing and they take it to the extreme. They become ethnocentric about it. You know, it's the best way, the right way, the only way, and fuck everybody else. You know, this whole thing has just gotten out of control. And you'll see this with the Juggalo thing and like punk rockers and you know, other shit like ravers, you know, and their dress and their ways and their methods. And we're, you know, we got our own thing and fuck everybody else if they have anything to say about it. That's, you know, a logical argument. And that I just got to get that out of the way. I can't go to YouTube anymore because that shit is just flooding that site and it's pissing me off.
Eh, doesn't really bother me. If anything, it provides me with a little bit of entertainment. I mean, the whole, like, belonging to a group thing, a lot of people like the idea of belonging to a group, and I don't have a problem with that. I think certain groups, like, the basis for their getting together is kind of silly. Like, we are us because we all like this kind of music.
Yes.
Fuck you if you don't like this kind of music.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with, you know, feeling like you belong to something, but when you take it to that extreme.
And there's nothing wrong with getting together with people who you know, you both have the same interests. And
nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with dressing a certain way, but it is kind of funny, like, when the only people you hang out with are people who have mohawks and piercings, or
and spiky
people
things.
Who like to paint themselves up like clowns,
yeah.
Or people who like to wear pacifiers and take ecstasy.
Yeah, you just end up looking like everybody else in your clique.
And it's especially funny, like, because if you go to a punk rock concert, like a real deal punk rock, like an underground show,
yeah,
and you show up in like a Britney Spears t-shirt and like a I don't know, a baseball cap,
yeah,
that says like Florida Marlins or something,
or like a like a sweater over a dress shirt and you got the collar out, yeah,
then they're gonna look at you as an outsider.
Yep. And they're gonna want to beat your ass
because you don't know the dress code. Like,
it's a dress code.
It's just kind of funny. I mean,
yeah, that shit pisses me off. Yeah.
It's weirdly exclusive.
There's these rules they have, and that takes away from being an individual, you know, being yourself. There's these fucking rules and dress codes and all this shit. And if you don't abide by that, you are not them, and fuck you.
Like that one guy, I'm pretty sure he was joking, but the guy that said he wanted to be a juggalo.
Yeah.
A lot of the comments to his video said, like, you're a pussy. Look at you, faggot. You can't be a juggalo.
You can't.
like, I can't be a juggalo? Really?
You have to be born.
I can't.
With face paint.
Is there an initiation process? Like, you know, how did you, like, I can't be a juggalo.
These people are so fucking stupid and misguided. God damn. Ah, but that's all I have to say about that, so.
You were talking to me earlier about how you feel about when you go to restaurants or things like that and people don't respect the wait staff.
Yeah, this kind of ties in. Yeah, like the whole, you know, these groups just disrespecting people because they don't belong to their clique, you know. This kind of ties in. You know, you go to like a restaurant and there's servers or any kind of service worker, someone's serving you and people just disrespect these people and they treat them like shit.
I think there's a weird misconception, like, I don't know if that's the right word. People, I think they go to restaurants with their families when they're a kid, and their parents are assholes and don't respect the waiters.
Yeah, don't look
them
in the
eye. So then
when
they grow up, they don't respect the waiters either. They're like, well, they're doing their fucking job.
They're doing their job.
I pay their salary.
Yep.
And another thing people do all the time is, like, they feel like people think tipping is optional. And it kind of is. Like, I know in a lot of other countries, tipping is handled differently.
Like in Australia, yeah.
I don't really know. I don't really know the rules about, you know, where they tip and where they don't. But here in America, if you're a waiter or a waitress, 9 times out of 10, no, even more often than that, technically you get paid by the hour, but you get paid way less than minimum wage and you can't
possibly
live off
that. Like 2-something an hour, yeah.
It's ridiculous. And the way you make your money is tips. And they are allowed to charge you less than minimum wage because that's just accepted. That's a part of how the world works over here.
Yep.
You get paid in tips. So it's not really optional. Like, you can withhold a tip or give a shitty tip if you got shitty service. You can give an extra large tip if you had exceptional service. But you pretty much have to tip or you're an asshole.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not the same as like in other countries that don't believe in it. Like here, the reality is if you don't tip, they're not going to make any fucking money. And, you know, the reason they're working this job isn't because they chose it. They're working it because they're looking for a job and they got hired in this shit job and they're serving your ass.
Yeah, nobody aspires to be a waiter.
Yeah.
This is not their dream job.
And the rules of the game, you know, they make money off tips. That's how they pay rent and survive. So,
and I've heard people say things like, oh, I don't tip because I don't believe in it. I don't agree with it. You shouldn't have to tip. Well, okay, maybe you shouldn't have to tip. But that's the way it is right now. And you're taking it out on the wrong fucking person when you go to a restaurant and you don't tip.
Absolutely,
you're
yeah.
not taking it out on the restaurant or the restaurant industry as a whole. You're taking it out on the waiter.
And it's not just tipping. I see this shit where people won't look them in the fucking eye and they'll come by, the waiter will come by and be like, hey, how's everybody doing? And everybody will just fucking ignore them. And then they'll be like, anybody need anything, a drink? And they'll be like, cherry Pepsi, please.
Yeah.
And they treat them like shit. Like, who the fuck are you?
And you know, and there are other things like where people, I just don't think they're thinking. Like, some people are just assholes. Like you said, like the waiter will come over to the table and say, you know, what can I get you? And they'll just be dicks. They'll be like, they'll one word answers, you know,
yeah,
like, what can I get you?
Bluntly say it.
Give me a fucking steak. I can't even come up with a good example.
Steak. Yeah, they do this at the fast food restaurants too.
But like, yeah. Other things where, like, I think they just don't understand what's happening. Like, the waiter will come and they'll bring them their food and they'll look at the food and the waiter will walk away and then the waiter will come back and they'll be like, this is not what I ordered. Like, something's wrong with it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Maybe they ordered it. Maybe they ordered a steak and they ordered it well done and it came out medium well. So there's a little bit of pink in the middle.
Yeah.
The waiter did not cook your fucking food. So to, like, yell at the waiter like it's their fault is ridiculous.
And that's what I see. Yeah, they'll be a dick to the waiter or waitress. Yeah.
Possible they put your order in wrong, but that's not necessarily what happened.
And you don't know.
And it's not that big of a deal to send it back to get cooked for a couple more minutes or whatever.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. Like, if you don't get what you order, I mean, shit.
Well, fuck, yeah, send it back or
don't be a dick.
Or if you're missing
it.
Something, bring it up. Say, hey, oh, I asked for a side of ranch and I didn't get it. And they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. And they'll go get it for you.
Yeah.
But
no,
if you're
problem.
A fucking asshole, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that shit pisses me off. And there's a lot of people I know that I cannot go out with because they're such assholes. And I'm the only one that's like, thank you, you know. Oh, we're okay. They just don't acknowledge. And I don't know if it's they just don't get what they're doing. They just don't know because they don't think about it.
It's kind of like I was talking in quite a few episodes back about when I worked at a 7-Eleven or in other retail jobs.
Yeah.
And if a customer comes in and you ring them up and, you know, you're done ringing them up, you've given them their change and you say, thank you.
Yeah.
And they say, you're welcome.
Yep. Oh, fuck you.
They're almost always an asshole, almost without exception.
Because no exception.
They think, I mean, it is your job, but they think they do not owe you any kind of respect or gratitude because you're getting paid to do this. Fuck you. You're part of the machine.
Yeah.
I can treat you like a machine. And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people feel the same way about waiters. They're like, fuck you. It's your job. I don't have to be nice to you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still a fucking person and I'm serving you.
Yeah.
I am literally serving you. A lot of places they call the waiter a server.
Yeah. It's the worst fucking job out there. Well, not the worst, but it's one of them. There's many worse jobs. But yeah, show some fucking respect. If you see anybody being an asshole, I will be. I've done this. I've told the waiter, like, is that guy being an asshole? Jesus, what the fuck is his problem? Enough so he can possibly hear me. And you know, I went through a drive-through one time, and the guy in front of me was such a dick. He made the fucking chick at the register at the window. She was crying by the time I pulled up. God damn. Ugh, it's out of control.
When I worked at a 7-Eleven, there were at least a couple of times where there'd be like a line, and the person in the front of the line, the person I'm waiting on, is being a complete ass.
Yeah.
And somebody else in the line sees this happening, and they call them out on it.
That's great. That's what I love.
That's fucking fantastic.
Because you can't do it. You're working. You can get fired for that shit.
I've never had a chance to do that as a customer myself, but I've always kind of fantasized about it.
Yeah.
I would love to be in that position, just to go off on somebody because I know the person behind the counter can't do it.
Yeah.
But they've got it coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And at least people don't even know they're being assholes. They should, but somehow they don't. They think they're in the right.
Yeah. I never thought about doing it until, you know, I was in that position where I'm working and I want to say something, but I can't. And then someone else will say something and it's like, yeah, thank you, you know?
I have kind of...
So I'm a little more confident
said something to people in the past. Like, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but when I worked at 7-Eleven, there were two cash registers. And I would work with somebody else usually until around 10 o'clock at night. So we'd each be running a register.
Yeah.
When that person left at 10 o'clock, I would still be there until midnight by myself. So I'm there for 2 hours by myself. When that person left, we didn't shut down the other register.
Yeah.
Because we weren't assigned a register. We just, whichever one we were closest to, that's the one we would use.
Okay.
Yeah. So at night, they'd still both be open. And I just, like I did during the day, I just use whichever one I was closest to.
Yeah.
Well, there were way more times than I can count where I'd be there by myself. I'd be empty. Somebody'd come in. They'd come to the register. Then a bunch of other people would come in, and they'd all line up at my register, the one that I'm cashiering
on. Using.
I'm clearly the only person there. Either that or the other person is busy with something in the back room. And then some asshole will come in while I have like a line like six people deep, and they will go to the register that nobody's standing at. And they'll just stand there, and I will ignore them for a while, and I'll go through, you know, like three people. And then more people come in and get in the line, and this person's standing over there, and they're getting impatient. They're tapping their foot. They're going, ah. And then eventually they'll say something. Are you going to help me anytime soon? And I have said to them, yeah, if you want to get in line like everybody else, yeah, I'll get to you when it's your turn.
Yeah.
And they do not like that.
Fucking ass.
But usually everybody else who got in line like a fucking human is on my side. So, you know, this person can't really say much because they know that at least everybody else in the room thinks they're an asshole,
exactly.
Even if they still think they're right.
Exactly.
So they really still can't
they're
do anything.
They're kind of rooting for you. Yeah, like, yeah, look at this asshole.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave the person who's next in line to go help you out because you think
you couldn't figure it out.
You're above the rules. I beat the fucking system.
Yep.
I don't mean to get really off topic, but like last week I was at the gas station just, I don't know what I was buying.
Buying smokes or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Not important, but I was in the gas station and it was really busy and there was a big long line, but there was only one register open. And then at one of the other registers, there was this guy standing there who looked kind of annoyed and pissed off. And he had these three like plastic gas cans.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, the ones you'd have to use if you ran out of gas,
yes,
you know, and you had to walk to the gas station. So there's this really long line. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll get a drink or something. So I, you know, walk around the store for a while. Maybe the line will die down. So I'm walking around. I finally come back up. The line hasn't died down. I get in line. And this guy's still standing there looking pissed off. There's nobody talking to him. Nobody at the register he's standing at.
Yeah.
Then eventually I notice there's another cashier wandering around in the back on the phone. And I thought maybe this guy is pissed off, and maybe either she's on break or something and she's on the phone and he's pissed because he sees two cashiers. So he knows there can be two registers open.
Asshole.
But you know, if I'm on break, fuck you. I'm on break. I'm not going to cut my paid break short because you went to the wrong register. But whatever. Maybe that's it. Maybe he sees two cashiers. He knows there's two cashiers. So he's like, whoa, fuck you guys. I'm standing over here.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought at first. But then a police officer came in.
Oh my God.
And the guy walked over to the guy who was waiting at the counter impatiently walked over to the police officer with one of the gas cans and said, this was marked like $3.99 and I brought it up to the register and they said it was $8.99 and you know, I deserve a reward or some shit for that because like the law, if it's mismarked in Michigan, we do have this thing called the Michigan Scanning Award.
Yes.
If something's mispriced and then you ring it up and you catch that it's mispriced, you can report it and you can get, what is it?
So say I buy like a thing of pop and it's marked $1 and it rings up $3 and I pay for it. I paid for it. I'm entitled to the difference, the initial difference, which would be, $2 plus 10 times the difference up to $5. So that'd be $5. So I'd get $6. And if tax is involved,
wouldn't it be $7?
What is it?
It's 2 plus 5, isn't it?
What am I saying? Yeah, 7. God damn.
That's not
$7. $7.
Whatever. Same.
I'm an idiot. But yeah, you get the gist of it. Yeah. So this guy.
But it's not a criminal matter. And that's exactly what the police officer told him. And he got all pissed off and he put two of the gas cans back and said, I'm only going to take one of these. And he paid the $8.99 or whatever it was. And the police officer said, look, this is not a criminal matter. This is a civil matter. Take it up with the manager. And the guy said, I can't. There's no manager here. And the police officer said, then call tomorrow.
You fucking idiot.
And the guy got all pissed off and he bought one of the gas cans and he left. And then I heard the cashiers talking to each other. And this guy, like, they didn't call the cops because this guy was, acting crazy.
Yeah.
This guy made them call the cops.
Oh, my God.
Because he thought he was entitled to this award, which he was, but you got to do it the right way.
So the chick was on the phone in the back, not, on break, talking to somebody she knew. She was calling the cops
She might have been talking to the manager about this guy.
Okay.
But yeah.
The cops showed up because of this douchebag?
Because charging an extra, what is it, like $5?
Oh, my God. I thought the cop was just showing up to get like a donut or a pop or something.
No, he showed up.
He showed up because of
this guy. They called the cops, and when the cop was leaving, he turned around for a second. He said, "Calling the cops over this garbage," which I thought was great.
That's great.
But people are assholes.
It's the majority, yeah.
And another thing, like people just don't think. Like these cashiers did not make these prices up. One of them might have priced it, and they might have priced it wrong. A three kind of looks like an eight, it's like missing part of it.
Yeah.
Maybe it even was an eight and it just didn't get enough ink on it. So it looks like a three. Who knows? But it was just an honest mistake. And the easiest thing to do would be to say, oh, well then I didn't realize they were this much. I guess I'll only take this one.
Yeah. I understand.
Or to say, okay, I'll take all three. I know I'm entitled to this scanning award. And then maybe talk to them about that for a minute.
Yeah.
And then if they're like, well, you need to talk to a manager. There's not one here now. Okay, when's a manager going to be in?
Yeah.
Then come back in with your receipt. It's not that complicated.
It's simple. You don't have to be an asshole about it. Raise all kinds of hell and get pissed.
I used to get people pissed off about shit like that all the time. Like, they couldn't believe that this was so... Another thing that pisses me off, like at 7-Eleven, people don't buy things in massive quantities.
Yeah.
You know what you're buying. Somebody would come in and buy like three things, leave, come back like an hour later, pissed off because they didn't know how expensive this one thing that they bought was. Fuck you. Pay attention, asshole. It obviously wasn't that big a deal to you when you paid for it.
Oh, my God.
People are fucking dicks.
But yeah, it's just, if you're listening and you know anybody that's an asshole, call them out on it. Show, and
just fucking remember that the people that work in these places that you frequent are fucking people. If they're being an asshole, then fine, treat them like an asshole.
Yeah.
But if they're just trying to do their job, treat them like a fucking human being with some fucking respect.
Exactly.
That's Jesus Christ.
I'm so sick of seeing this shit.
Do you expect the service to improve if you're a dick to them?
Yeah, what do you think's going to happen?
Tip your fucking waitress. Anyway, Playboy.com put up an article that has Megyn Kelly of Fox News' cunt a little drier than normal.
Earlier this week, Playboy magazine's online site unleashed a vile attack on some well-known American women, featuring Michelle Malkin, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Laura Ingraham, yours truly, and others. Writer Guy Cimbalo generates what some are calling a, quote, rape list, naming 10 women he deems, quote, conservative, and arguing that they generate a desire for hate sex among men.
Now, I don't think this is exactly a rape list. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find the article because they pulled it, so I don't know for sure. But what I'm thinking he's probably getting at, and I've heard other guys say this before, is these are women that he finds attractive enough to want to have intercourse with, but he finds aggravating to the point where he can only imagine having angry, violent sex with them.
Hate
like
sex.
He wants to fuck some sense into them.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all I think it is.
The bulk of this piece is devoted to crude attacks. This would be too pathetic to even comment on if it were not coming from a major American publication like Playboy. To their credit, conservative and liberal bloggers alike, many female, have expressed outrage over the piece, and many of you, our viewers, have indicated that you intend to cancel your subscriptions to Playboy.
There you go. Stick it to the man.
Outrage.
Cancel your subscription to Playboy. First of all, as far as I know, this was a Playboy.com article and not in the magazine. So, yeah, you know, so canceling your subscription might not actually hurt this guy
at all.
And I guess, you know, you're like, well, fuck Playboy because they endorsed this because they published it. I'm sure they have an editor even for their website. But did you enjoy Playboy before? Do you think you're like, did somehow this guy's article tainted the pictures of naked women that come in your mailbox every month
that you masturbate to? Come on.
I'm not going to be able to jerk it to this shit ever again because all I'm going to be able to think about is how this one guy that writes for the website doesn't like conservative women.
Hate sex. Yeah. What the fuck?
I think the article actually said hate fucking. Like you hate wanted fucking. To hate fuck these women, but obviously this
she
is on
had to
TV,
say hate
so she
sex
had to say
on
hate
the...
sex.
Okay.
Playboy.com soon pulled the piece, and we reached out to the magazine to ask, one, why this attack was allowed to appear in the first place, and two, what the consequences will be for Mr. Cimbalo. Here is Playboy's response in full. Quote, Playboy has a long and proud history of supporting women's organizations and has been an advocate of equal rights for women since its inception more than 55 years ago. The feature on Playboy.com was by no means intended to insinuate or encourage violence against women, something the organization adamantly abhors.
Now, I don't feel like Playboy really has any particular responsibility to discipline this guy in any fashion. I mean, if they want to, fine, if that's the way they feel about it, but they did put it up. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to discipline this guy, you got to discipline whoever approved it. And, you know, there's probably at least a handful of people involved here that you really would have to fire or at least, you know, do something to discipline to appease the masses.
Exactly. And they're going after Playboy. Well, fuck. It's a little bit general.
But all this really boils down to is an article that a bunch of people disagreed with. And why does Playboy have to fire people because you didn't like the article? You can, as you suggested, unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Isn't that enough? Like, and it's not, she calls it hate speech. She calls it like this is a call to arms. Everybody fucking rape conservatives. Like this is a battle cry.
Yeah.
It's time that we fucking stood up as liberals and raped conservatives. Like, that's not what it is. It's a joke article.
It's a fucking joke.
It's like,
yeah,
it's a fluff
like you said.
Piece gag thing. Like, oh, these are some conservative chicks that I think are hot. That's basically what it is. Whatever.
It has been removed from the site, end quote. It didn't mean to encourage violence against women. That's it? How about encouraging hate, intolerance, misogyny?
Okay, maybe encourages hate, but not in the sense that she's saying it. Like, it's not like he wrote an article about how we should, like, it's not like he wrote an article about, like, five prominent African-Americans that I would like to curb stomp. It's really not the same thing. And when he says hate sex, I really don't think he means, like I said, I didn't read the article, but I don't think what he meant was, these are people that I would like to rape. I don't think that's what he means. I think he's talking about like I said, like just angry sex.
Just angry sex. He doesn't hate them.
Well, he might hate them, but still, it's not like,
well, hey,
this is somebody
word.
That he wants to draw a knife and like hold it up to their throat and violently abuse their vagina till it bleeds. I don't think that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And even if it was, I mean, that's something to get upset about, but again, it's not like, fucking just get over it. Jesus Christ. Like,
this Playboy, shit comes up all the time.
Like, Playboy is this fucking pinnacle of journalism that everybody's
journalism.
From what I've heard, the articles in Playboy have actually been pretty decent
and humorous. Yeah.
You know, it's the old classic joke, you know, oh, I just read Playboy for the articles.
Yeah.
Who? Nobody does.
Our viewers can make their own judgments about Playboy, but in my view, this is not the act of a publication that respects women in any way, whatever their politics happen to be.
Playboy is not a publication that respects women.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Jesus.
Now, personally, I don't think Playboy disrespects women, but Playboy is a porn magazine. If you are a conservative young lady and it took this article to make you decide that you didn't think Playboy respected women,
what is wrong with you?
Before, when they had everybody pose naked and Hugh Hefner walked around with three chicks at a time that he was dating, you know, I was fine with that. That's fucking respect.
Showing boobies and a little bit of vagina.
This article, I'm okay with the objectification of women, but this article is just driving me up the wall. Mostly because it named me in it, probably.
That's probably it.
She was one of the people he wanted to have hate sex with. That's probably why she's so uppity about it.
Going out on a limb to attack Playboy, yeah. Fucking bitch.
Who cares? They pulled the article, so...
What more do you want?
To me, that's enough.
That's enough, yeah.
If everybody's like, we didn't think this was funny, we don't approve, pulling the article's enough to me. The guy's probably not going to write another one because it's probably not going to end up on the site. You know what I mean? If he writes another thing like that, problem solved as far as I'm concerned.
I agree, yeah.
Is there anyone you would like to have hate sex with, Orion?
Hate sex? Oh, yeah. Sarah Palin, man.
Really?
Yeah.
She, as older female politicians go, is pretty attractive, but I don't think...
Yeah, she's not. She's attractive, but not, you know, as I call hot, H-A-W-T. But, yeah, that bitch, God, I would like to just bounce her off my dick a few times, send her home.
This Megyn Kelly chick is actually pretty hot.
Oh, she's
got
gorgeous.
Kind of like an angry face.
That angry face, I mean, she deserves it.
She was obviously angry in the video, but it looks to me like her face is permanently in that kind of scowl.
Isn't that a turn on, man?
Like, she looks like she would probably be violent in the sack anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you didn't write an article about how you want to have hate sex with her.
I bet she likes it when you bite her.
Maybe.
A little nibble nibble.
She looks like she probably likes to scratch.
Spankings. All that shit.
But truth be told, like, as funny as I think the whole hate sex thing is,
yeah,
I don't get off at all on, like, some people get off on, like, degrading women. Like, not that they actually don't respect women, but when they're in the bedroom, kind of like dirty talk.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know, they like to call them their little whore.
Slut.
They like to be a little bit dominant, you know what I mean?
I have to.
That doesn't do anything for me.
I have to say, a lot of girls like that, though.
I'm sure they do.
I don't know why, but
daddy issues or what?
Daddy issues.
I don't know.
I think they just like being dominated, you know. I don't know.
And that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying it doesn't
some
do anything
don't,
for
but,
me.
But, you know, I think a lot do. It's just, you know, you're in that moment and it's, I don't know.
I think it makes me feel bad. Like, because normally...
I can see that.
Normally, if I'm going to have sex with a girl, it's because I like her.
Yeah.
You know? Like... So,
but when you're in that hardcore moment, that all that shit flies out the window. It's just, it's on. You
it
know?
Doesn't like, for me, though. Just like I talked
angry.
About dirty talk making me giggle. Because if all that shit flew out the window, then yeah, I'd be able to say, yeah, yeah, you fucking like that, don't you? You're a whore. You're a slut. I can't. Like, that just, because I'm still talking to the same person that I was like talking about Ninja Turtles with 5 minutes ago, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I can't. It's, I like you, so I can't.
Yeah, it's a state of mind, I guess. If you don't, yeah. Some people aren't into it, I guess.
But anyway, that's shit we've talked about before.
That's true, yeah. We brought that up.
I had an idea. There's not a lot to talk about here, but I had an idea for a website.
Yeah.
You know, there's Facebook and MySpace, and then there are, like, some more kind of specialized. You know, there are dating sites.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are shit some loads that are more specialized, you know. They're, like, dating sites, but they're dating sites for a particular group of people. Like, there are dating
sites. Yeah, they focus on one type of, yeah.
Yeah, like, there are sites for people who are into big women, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
like, so you'll go on there to find yourself a fat chick.
Yep.
Or
yep.
There's a site called J-Date, I think, that's just for Jews.
J-Date.
Which is really funny to me. Like,
that's great.
Jews-only website.
Oh,
could
yeah.
you imagine, like, there might even be such a thing, but could you imagine people's reaction if there was, like, a white Christian dating site? It's only for whites who are Christian.
There'd be a big uproar about that, yeah, but...
But I was thinking about, like, stuff like that, you know, the specialization, and I was thinking
yeah,
about
it's their right, you
social
know?
Networking sites. And I was thinking an untapped niche would be
mm-hmm.
women who have had abortions but then yeah. felt bad about it afterwards. You know how they, like, you know, a lot of women, they'll have an abortion and they feel their decision was correct, and then they're fine with it. They move on.
Okay.
They're not, you know, they're not proud of it, but they're fine with it.
Yeah.
But then there are other women who they'll have an abortion, and then later on they'll get depressed. They'll feel sad about it. They'll name the kid.
They'll name it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I thought about, like, a MySpace for those women where they could make, like, accounts for their unborn babies, you know, their aborted babies, where you could, you know, put up, like, what you imagine the baby would be interested in and their name and how old they would be if they were still with you today.
Oh, God.
And then you could, you know, network with other moms who had aborted their babies and then felt bad about it later.
Oh,
and you
shit.
Could call it, like, abort space.
Abort space.
The MySpace for aborted fetuses.
Oh, God.
It's a yeah. place. It's a place for imaginary children to gather and network.
That's horrible, but it's awesome. I like it.
And, you know, you got, like, the stats, like how old you are and where you live and
God.
Stuff like that. You could put, like, what clinic you were aborted at and, like, when your birthday, like, when your due date would have been. And, like,
yeah, what
how,
your mommy
how
likes.
Far along you were when you were aborted, like, what stage of the pregnancy.
Oh, man. God damn.
That's pretty much the whole idea. I don't know a lot about building websites, so if there's somebody out there, you know, who could get some venture capital together and could actually code the site, then, you know.
I don't know how people are going to feel about this.
I think it's a great idea.
Oh, my God. Anybody thinks this is a great idea, give us your input.
Yeah, send me an email. Kyle, I just had a terrible thought.com. We'll work this out. We're going to make millions.
God damn.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, man.
Well, I think that's about it for this week's episode of I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
That should do it.
I want to give you a little homework assignment, see if this helps spark some conversation. I want you to email or leave a comment or leave a voicemail about, do you tip? If so, how much? If not, why not? If you live, like, outside the U.S. and maybe you live somewhere where tipping is handled differently, or you just don't tip, that's not part of the culture, then maybe if you came here, would you tip? And if so, how much? If not, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, if you're outside the U.S., why don't you tip if you don't? And if you go by percentages, why do you do that? And, like, for me, despite what my bill is, unless it's really big, it usually runs around, like, 10 to 20 bucks if I go out. I will always tip $10, always.
I don't always tip $10. It depends on what my bill is. Like, if my bill was, like, if for some reason my bill was only, like, $8.
Yeah.
I might tip 10 if I liked the person a lot. Otherwise, I'll probably tip more like 5, but that's still, like, over 50%.
That's, yeah.
So, you know, it's really good. I've heard that, you know, the standard is 15% or maybe closer to 20%, depending.
Yeah, I don't think about percents. I just think about, you know, despite what I order, I want to help them pay their rent. So.
That's the thing. I feel like there are so many assholes out there that I try to make up for it a little bit. If I have really bad service, I'll still tip, but I won't tip extravagantly. I'll just tip, like, maybe the 15%.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe something, you know, like what other people would tip if they tip.
It, yeah.
If I get really, really shitty service, maybe I won't tip, but I can't think of the last time that happened.
Yeah. If it's really bad and I won't show up again, and I know I won't, I'll tip like $2 like everybody else.
I've heard of people saying, like, they'll leave a penny because if you leave no tip, maybe they'll think you just forgot. but if you leave a penny, then obviously you remembered to tip, but you made a point of tipping really, really shitty.
It symbolizes, yeah.
Except that I think if you left a penny, they might not even see the penny. They might think it just fell out of your pocket or something.
Yeah.
Like you were rummaging through your pocket. They might not get it.
Yeah.
But whatever. So yeah, tell us if you tip or if you don't tip. If you don't tip, why not? If you do tip, how much do you tip?
All that good jazz, yeah.
So email me, Kyle, @IJustHadATerribleThought.
Or Orion, @IJustHadATerribleThought.
Leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Check out the Facebook, become a fan. Check out the promo. If you have a podcast, maybe get in contact with us, see about trading promos or something.
That'd be sweet.
I mean, we'll have to like your podcast, but if you want to play our promo, that's fine.
Hey, that'll be all right.
What else? Is there anything? Oh, order some stickers.
Yeah, we got
go
stickers.
To the stickers page, order some stickers. Sticker orders have kind of started to die off, so I'd like to see some more of that.
Yeah, if you want stickers, goddamn, they're free.
And like I said earlier, if you haven't gotten your stickers and you don't live in Colorado, then they must have got lost in the mail. So
please let us know.
Send us an email. Let us know that you didn't get your stickers, and we'll send some more out.
Yeah.
But
other than that should do it.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Austin, send us an email. Let us know your shirt size so I can get on that.
As well as Aileen.
Well, Aileen already sent me an email about that.
Oh, I almost said she did.
Well, classic.
It'll never end.
Aileen said he thinks he wants a medium, but he doesn't know what our crazy sizes are.
Oh, yeah.
I
was worried about that when I ordered mine. I'm a pretty slim guy, and I got a medium, and it fit. Normally, when I go out and I get a medium, it's kind of big, and I hope it shrinks. But unless you're, like, just bones, then you'll want a small. If you're fair.
If you are just bones, you want a small?
Not just. I mean, if you're, like, bone skinny, like.
No, but you said unless you're just bones, you'll want a small. I'm trying to clarify.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're just bones, you'll want a small.
No flesh, yes.
Not unless you're just bones.
Oh, yeah. God damn. Yes.
Anyway.
Sorry.
It's all right.
God damn it.
It's all right. Aileen, how do they size things over there in Europe? Like, do they measure things in hands or something, like horses? Like, large, medium, small, extra large. That's how we do it over here.
That's how we do it here, yeah.
If you're getting, like, a dress shirt, there are measurements for, like, the sleeves and shit, but how do they measure things over there?
Like, yeah, like t-shirts, just like plain old t-shirts. So
is it like prince, pauper, and king size? Like what is it?
Yeah. If you need, I'll measure like my medium shirt or what.
Fuck that. Alien can take a fucking medium.
If you need measurements, like if you don't have the small, medium, large over there, I don't know how it works, but let us know. Let us know.
That's it. I think that's everything, right?
That should do it. So, yeah. Thank you for listening, guys. We will check you next week. Tune in. Be sure.
Much clown love.
Peace out.